Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
32327.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Gail Hughes.
And let me see. Okay, and the last name was Hughes. Could you repeat the first name, please?
Dale, D-A-L-E.
Thank you. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
81 Covington Circle, Crawfordville, Florida, 32327.
Thank you. So I do see here that you were attempted to be charged for the Evo Trainer Home Fitness Club. That is an app that goes on your smartphone. It shows you different exercises you can do at home and healthy lifestyle tips and recipes.
No, that's not a legitimate charge. We don't even have a smartphone or anything.
Okay, well, I understand completely. Well, usually that charge is created through receiving like an email or a survey letting you know about that app. And so you hadn't received an email or a survey?
No.
Okay. Well, I did go ahead and get that canceled for you. And that does cancel all future charges effective immediately. And was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, thank you. No, that charge... I talked to my credit card, and they asked me to verify it, which is what I'm doing with you now. That is not a charge, because we do not have this iPhone or cell phone or an e-phone or a texting phone. So we could not have made that charge.
Okay. Well, I understand completely. I have made sure it's been canceled for you.
Thank you. You have a good day, and God bless.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.